Hello Titan fans and welcome back to Manga Horse. We finally got chapter 128 and it was an awesome chapter with a lot of small details. Therefore, I wanted to start this video with two fun questions regarding this chapter to see if you're a true Attack on Titan fan. First, who was the first Titan shifter that saved Daz in the past? And that's the easy one. The second one is, why does Samuel L. Jackson is standing right next to me? Both answers and much more are coming right up, so don't forget to subscribe and to give this video a little like to let me know you enjoy this kind of content. Of course, we are going to talk about the latest developments in the manga, so there will be major spoilers for anime watchers, so please, take this into consideration if you plan to keep on watching, and like always, please consider supporting Isayama by purchasing the chapters online. Our chapter name is Traitor, and it picks off where the last one ended with Hanji and Magath scouting on the harbor. Hanji thinks that the Jaegerists have taken control of the harbor in order to control the Azumabito with their ships and advanced technologies. She and Magath agree that there is a very high chance they will destroy the airship if they knew the scouts were close by, so even with Titans, this is not going to be an easy task. Meanwhile, Annie tells the group that they need to kill everyone down there at once in order to secure the ship. She suggests that she and Reiner will attack them as Titans while the scouts will offer them support. Jean, Mikasa, Armin and Connie are silent, and then Connie and Mikasa raise the concern of the Azumabito being hurt as well. Annie tells Mikasa that they may be her distant relatives, but for them, they are enemies who attack their homeland. That is the first time we got this information about the relationship between Izuru and Marley, so it seems like Izuru did attack Marley sometime between the year Annie was born, which is 834, and the year 845, when she got to Paradise Island. Pic tells Annie that they need the Azumabito mechanics, and Union Coupon explains that they still need to connect the wings to the ship, and that will also take some time. Annie states that protecting the flying boat and the Azumabito while also buying time for the maintenance to take place is hard enough, and she asks if they also don't want to hurt the Jaegerists that will attack them. Jean answers that they don't want to kill them because he knows most of them since training. Annie demands to know what they are going to do and how they are going to accomplish all of that while not killing anyone. She then turns to Armin and asks him sarcastically to tell her his big plan, just like when he drove her into a corner. She is of course referring to the time Armin tried to lure Annie to go underground in Wall Sina in order to expose her, and that went horribly wrong, as we all know, and a lot of people lost their lives. At this point, Connie reminds everyone that they are there to actually save people, so how come they're talking about killing all those people all of a sudden? Annie responds that he's right, Connie never had the obligation to do this with them, and she doesn't have the right to ask him to do that. She also says that she bet that if it were up to Connie and the others, they never would have destroyed the walls, unlike the warriors did. At that point, Reiner remembers the moment before Eren transformed on Marley, when he told Reiner that he is the same as him. Reiner now understands that what Eren meant was that he and Reiner are similar because they both would have done the same thing if the situation was reversed. And for the first time he sees things from Eren's point of view. As Annie said, not all people would have taken this burden, and he now sees that Eren is like him from that aspect. I bet that from this point on, Reiner is going to pick himself up, just like I hope he would. Reiner tells everyone to stay back. You don't need to help, but also do not interfere. Connie is not happy from the idea of watching everyone being killed, and Jean doubts a few Titans will even be enough to defeat everyone. Hanji says that she is not interested in sitting on the sidelines, and most importantly, time is running out for humanity. And we see a panel with smoke caused by the Titans rising from the ocean. This is interesting, we all have been wondering if the Titans can even cross the deep ocean, but I guess Isayama decided to go with that. I won't talk about it in this video because it will make it a very long one, but I explained it in details in this video. So if you want to know all about that and also know how much Titans are actually crossing the ocean, yes, I actually calculated it, go watch this video after you finish this one. It is absolutely one of my personal favorites. Going back to our chapter, Hanji claims that judging by their speed, they probably already arrived on Marley, She didn't think they would cross the ocean so fast, and she wonders how many have already died. At that point, Magath jumps on Yelena, screaming at her to tell them where Eren is, or he will break her arm. Yelena tells him that she doesn't want to die until she sees what happens here, but if Magath takes her with them, she might tell him where Eren went. Anji and Unyan Kupon stop him, telling him they need to focus on the mission. Magath then turns to the scouts and asks for forgiveness for what he said last night. Magath finally admits that he understands their side and that he didn't want to look at himself until now to avoid seeing the wrongdoings of Marley. He understands that it's wrong putting the sins of the past on their shoulders just because of their race. He also tells Reiner, Annie and Pique that they shouldn't be burdened with the hate of the world. But, after all, he has a duty here, to make sure future generations will learn from their mistakes. Eren Yeager wants to destroy everything, and that is unforgivable. And for that, he asks them, just for now, to ignore what he must do. But Armin refuses. He says they are all getting their hands dirty, together. From there we go straight to Flock and the Jaegerists guarding Kiyomi and her people. Flock is watching the Titans. He is sure this is the biggest change history has ever seen, and he tells Kiyomi that Izuru is next to be destroyed, and now she only needs to contribute to this island. We can see two of the engineers dead on the ground, and Flock tells Kiyomi that if she doesn't want to lose more men, she should tell them to follow orders. Kiyomi tells him that he is happy for nothing. This plan will only make the world smaller, but the killing will continue as always. By the way, I absolutely agree with Kiyomi on that point, as we can clearly see different sides already forming on this island. Flock points his gun to her head and warns her that she needs to know her place. They don't need Izuru and all of their technology, and if they will understand that this technology is too good for the likes of them, he will not have any problem killing Kiyomi. Now, I don't know if Flock was being sarcastic, but when he used the words too good for the likes of us, it almost seems like he sees Eldians as inferior to others. Also, it is pretty clear he is not interested in any advanced technology. At that point, we hear Armin call Flock. It seems that Armin and the scouts' plan was to make Flock and everyone else believe that they are chasing the Kart and the Armored Titans, and to make Flock command the soldiers to let the Azumabito engineers start working on the flying boat. Armin also adds that Jean and Unyan Kupon are now dead, so they need to hurry. Connie sees the boat on the dock, and they yell to Flock to bring out the engineers. Connie and Armin get to the boat only to be stopped by Daz and Samuel on the dock. Here are some fun facts about Daz. Even if you don't remember him, Daz has been in lots of scenes in the anime, and even more in the manga. You most likely know him best from this episode in the snow, when Historia and Ymir try to save one of the soldiers. Well, that was Daz, and of course, Ymir was the Titan Shifter who saved his life. Also, the first one who stopped Daz from killing himself was Marco, and each time we got to meet him, he was in some kind of distress, about to die or about to make some sort of mistake. And this chapter is no exception. And now a fun fact about Samuel. Samuel also had plenty of scenes in the anime, as well as in Attack on Titan Junior High. But the most fun fact about him is his full name, which is Samuel Link Jackson, which makes him Samuel L. Jackson. Now feel free to Google it, it's a fun Attack on Titan Easter egg that I thought you might enjoy. Going back to the docks, Samuel and Daz stop Connie and Armin from coming near the ship. It seems the Jaegerists have secured the ship with explosives, and the trigger is right on the docks. They explain to Armin and Connie that they suspect they will try to use the flying boat to stop Eren. While they're trying to convince them that they will never do such a thing, we see Daz going towards the trigger, saying he also has a feeling they are trying to stop Eren. I want to point out something that we see here and also with Flock before. It seems that the Jaegerists are not really interested in progress, technology or anything from the new world, and it seems that they really want to leave this island in its current state. What happens next is a little bit confusing, to be honest. It looks like Daz tried to blow up the ship, but it didn't work. In the non-official version, we see the line, I removed the detonator, with a question mark. But in the official release, it says, we took the explosive off, without a question mark. Which is confusing, because why would the Jaegerists take them off? And who actually said that? Also, in the official release, we get a sploosh sound, like there is something in the water. Anyway, that's a confusing scene, and after reading both versions, I really can't say for sure who tampered with the wires. Armin thinks that all there is left is for Flock to hand over their Zumabito engineers, and maybe they can all escape without unnecessary bloodshed. Meanwhile, Flock suspects Armin. Armin told him that the enemy are going south, and for that, the train would be much better. That shows us that Flock is not stupid at all. So, to make sure they are not trying to fool him, he tries to shoot one of Kiyomi's men. Next, we see Kiyomi jumps on him, pinning him to the ground. Everyone outside hears the gunshots, and Flock tells his men to kill Kiyomi. Here we get the best panels of this chapter when Mikasa smashes through the window and absolutely breaks apart the guards. This reminds me so much of the time she did the same to save Jean and Armin in the warehouse. Slippery Flock managed to shoot himself out of the window and informs everyone that they are being attacked. Mikasa tells everyone to go down and they manage to avoid a massive Thunder Spear attack. They run down, meeting up with Angie, Jean and Megath, who kills 3 more guards. We go back to the docks and we see Daz trying to fix the wires to the detonator. Armin tries to talk to him, and then Samuel shoots Armin in front of Connie. I was sure we were going to see a Titan transformation right here, but I'm happy Armin was able to control it this time. While Armin is still on the ground, Samuel tells Daz to blow up the ship. He tells Connie that he betrayed them, even though all they talked about in the past. And we see a little flashback of Sasha when she stole meat from the officers for all of her friends. That was in the year 850, a moment before the Colossal Titan appeared for the second time. Back to the others, Flock realizes that Mikasa and the others are running to the basement, and there must be a reason for that. And in that exact moment, we see Reiner and Annie transforming in the air, and in the background, Connie manages to surprise attack Samuel. Levi, Yelena and the others are watching from a distance. Yelena tells Levi that violence is something that you can never take from humanity, and we see Levi looking really upset. Going back to Connie fighting Samuel on the ground, suddenly Armin, who is of course alive, jumps on Daz, and Daz points a gun to his head. Samuel yells to Daz to blow the ship, and yells at Connie that he is a traitor, and he thought they were on the same side. Connie answers that they are on the same side, and then we see Armin remembering Bertolt's words when they kidnapped Eren, and Armin knows that now they are in the position he was back then. And this is the point of this whole chapter in my opinion, how Reiner and Bertolt were once considered as traitors, and how the scouts are now at the same position, and Armin understands that everyone is doing what he thinks to be the right thing to do, just like back then. And with that, Connie grabs the gun from Samuel and shoots Daz in the head, making Daz to officially be the most useless soldier in the Attack on Titan universe. He then points the gun at Samuel and shoots him in the face. And that is the end of Attack on Titan Samuel L. Jackson, and also the end of our chapter. So what did you think about this chapter? Did you like it? Don't forget to let me know in the comments or on any of your favorite social medias. I'm everywhere, and I always love talking to you. Please, be healthy and safe, my Titan-loving friends. And don't forget to subscribe. And also, dedicate your hearts for humanity, inside and outside the walls.